to the 21st Century Activism News Hour. I'm DJ Marquis. And it's interesting, doing this show, I've been thinking about a lot. You know, it's not enough that we belong to a society. And I'm speaking for just so much people in the United States, as well as the, I guess, the Western world, or any democracy. It's not enough just to be living in a democracy. Democracy is always about its activity, its expression, and so it's about our own participation. You know, this concept of democracy has been around for, one could say, a long time. I mean, about over 2,000 years. However, this idea of individual rights is something quite new in the history of our species. So we in the United States, as well as in the Western world for the most part, we are in this experiment of not only democracy, but of individual rights. And in the United States, we have a constitution that for the most part is an amazing, amazing document. And yet I would say, as a practice, we have not followed it as stringently as we could. And part of it, I see, is we have become lulled in this representative government that we have, where we just kind of are asleep at the wheel. We let others do our bidding for us and don't follow what it is that they're doing. So this show is an answer to that challenge. 21st Century Activism News Hour each week looks at these online groups that I get emails from that inform me about issues before government, both here in the United States, here in California, as well as throughout the world. And there are ways that we can take part simply by sending an email and creating change that we wish to see. Again, I found that when a representative of government, whether it be a senator or a congressperson, even on the state level or the national level here in the United States, they get 50 emails or 50 phone calls about something, that to them is a major finding. And so they wake up. This is an opportunity for us to wake up. So when we come back, we'll be looking at an action notice I got from the Environmental Defense. We'll also be looking at a take action email I got from the World Wildlife Federation, as well as the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And I'll also be sharing, I saw the movie, the documentary, Michael Moore's documentary, Sicko, this weekend, and we'll be talking about that when we come back. You're listening to 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
la mienne. T'as l'impression que je raconte la tienne, car t'as des chiennes me peinent. Mais faut que tu retiennes les tiennes. On crève de faim comme des chiens ou de chiennes. Moi j'ai une marque de ne pas voir la vie réaliser mes rêves. Des fois je pète les plombs, j'ai un pute comme mon frère. Je parle du quotidien, écoute bien. Je suis comme tout le monde ici, né derrière. Je crève de faim parce que la fin justifie les moyens.
Les mecs ils cherchent à s'en sortir. Chacun sait survivre, peu importe la manière. Mais y'a rien à faire. On y passe notre vie. On est fini avant qu'on se rende compte qu'on n'a rien construit. Ma femme a foutu le camp parce que j'avais rien à l'offrir. Qu'évites-tu que mes enfants foutent dans ce trou à souffrir? Je répète les fonds, je les trouve en prison pour un poignot de francs. L'image du gangster se propage. Qu'espériez-vous? Toujours ne leur apprends que rien n'est fait, un homme à part le franc. Tu vois, mec, c'est ça ma cicatrice.
Mon cœur, je suis comme marqué par la tour de ta peau. Ma cicatrice est trop profonde, grâce. Une autre moment, traumatise ma life. Putain, c'est quoi cette merde? Mon cœur, je suis comme marqué par la tour de ta peau. Ma cicatrice est trop profonde, grâce. Une autre moment, traumatise ma life.
Et coriace, mais en lutte, comment on fait pour ne pas contrepasse? Qu'évites-tu que je ressente quand ma femme et ma fille s'est consolée pour nourrir la famille? En passant au futur, je garde un petit espoir dans mes entrailles. Mais au fur et à mesure, je me rends compte que le futur ne changera pas grand chose à coup sûr. La génération future fera pire que nous. J'ai pour porter des gris-gris, pas moins de survie. Rares sont les jours où je mange une fois la mienne. C'est rare, bureaucrate, famine d'aide et impénorant. Même voix qu'il est grand, faire grimper seulement les grands. Bibier, sa raison de lancer NSO. Où est-ce que ces situations qui laissent sous stress? Il y a trop de détresse pour tant de richesses. Trop de filles vendent leurs fesses pour quelques pièces.
J'arrive là, s'ouvre mes fous tranquilles quand je pense à mon père en détresse. Entre nous chercher ce qu'on allait bouffer. Ça fait coup de cœur d'avoir mes chefs, des fois mes chiens, parce qu'ils n'ont pas su trouver la faille. On se dit que la vie c'est comme ça, ça va pas. Il y a des hauts, il y a des bas, et si on devrait chialer pour toutes nos galères, je te jure qu'on chialerait encore. Certains jeunes me foutent la rage, d'autres me plaignent en quatre. Comme quand je pense qu'à ton frère, il n'y a plus de tolérance.
All right, before we begin, I'd like to go over some announcements real quick. First off, we are listening to a group out of Bamako, Africa, called Twankan. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/TIOUNKAN. They submitted to the show that I also DJ along with John Hirschfield of Is Good, a show called Hear Here webcast right after this show, starting at 2 o'clock here in the Pacific time zone. But they submitted to us, and that song's called Cicatrice. Before that, we heard an artist that I really like called Square One. It was the Justin Martin's I Hope It Doesn't Blow mix of Vesuvius. And then we started off with what has become the official theme song of the 21st Century Activism News Hour. It's a song by The Knife, great Swedish band that I like, called This Is Now. And as we begin tonight, for those of you in Los Angeles or Southern California, we are doing a fundraiser at Safari Sam's in Hollywood. Safari Sam's is at 5214 Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. It's like on Sunset between, it's like East Hollywood, really. It's on Sunset between like Western and Normandy. 5214 Sunset Boulevard. You could also go to our website, killradio.org, for information on that. It's also on our MySpace page for Kill Radio, which is myspace.com/kill_radio. But it looks like it's five bands. Ready the Jet, Jesse Deluxe, Peach Fuzz, The Ghost Lullaby, and The Dirges. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really happy to see Ghost Lullaby. We had them on Here once, and they're really good. So it's only a dollar donation we're asking for. We're in just some weird circumstances with Safari Sam's, but whatever. You know, we want to have a fun night, and we're happy these bands are performing, and we're able to do this. So that's coming up tonight, starting at Ready the Jet starts at 8 o'clock. Welcome back to the 21st Century Activism News Hour, me, DJ Marquis. And like I said, I'd like to start off, I got an email yesterday from the Environmental Defense, which is an online group that says construction equipment emissions are dirty and harmful to our health. And in the state of California alone, these emissions are estimated to cause over 1,000 premature deaths, 3,200 asthma attacks, and 180,000 lost work days per year, costing the state of California $9 billion annually. And so here in California, we have a historic opportunity to clean up pollution from California's construction equipment. Last fall, California voters approved a $42.7 billion in infrastructure bonds to help fund state construction projects. We need to take one more step to ensure the construction equipment used for these capital improvement projects doesn't contaminate nearby neighborhoods with toxic diesel emissions. Fortunately, the 2007-2008 Senate budget includes a provision that requires construction equipment on bond-funded construction sites to have exhaust filters that block harmful emissions. Budget negotiations are going on now, and there is a risk that this crucial provision will be taken out. Diesel soot filters can reduce emissions by 85%, resulting in cleaner equipment, improved worker safety, and healthier communities, and helping California achieve federal and state clean air goals. So by clicking on the link, let me see if I can find this. First of all, since I got this as an email, how would you be able to check in on this? Let me find it on their website the easy way. So you can go to environmentaldefense.org. And let's see if I can find their main page. And what's fun is when you can't. And then so it's like, okay. So, I don't know, click on campaigns. Is it there? No, I bet you it's take action. These are all national ones, so it's not covering this. I hate when it does this, because it should be able to. You should also be able to find it without having gotten the email if you're new to this. I'm going to try this. I'm going to start at home. Anyway, so what I recommend is doing this. Go to environmentaldefense.org. And you can sign up for their email actions by clicking on the link that says Take Action. And there's a number of featured action centers there. But they will also email you one, especially if you're like in the state of California, they will email you ones that are specific to where you are. And there's a lot of issues that they are keeping us informed about. So again, that's the Environmental Defense at environmentaldefense.org. That's their website. And this current one that I got is about making sure that we protect neighborhoods and workers, for that matter, from diesel exhaust and other pollution from construction. And we'll be back.
Yeah.
Welcome back. All right, so that one was a little bit difficult, the one with the environmental defense and how to find it as a quote-unquote outsider. But I highly recommend that group. They cover a lot of issues that you're not going to find out about, perhaps, in the news, or that there's even this legislation before Congress or whatever. That's why it's great to sign up with these groups. You do not have to, you know, send an email with each and every one that you receive, but the ones that you really care about. If you have any questions or anything during this show today as we stream live, you can instant message me here at Kill Radio. We actually have a new username. It's killradio.org without the dot. So killradio.org, all one word. And you can instant message me there if you have any questions about the music. If you have any questions about anything I've said at all, I'll be happy to answer those when we're at music. I won't be able to do it while we're live because I can't hold a microphone and type at the same time. I'm not that talented. So let's go to the... I should announce what we've played so far. Right now, this is an artist that I just found. You know, thank you to, I guess, the peer-to-peer downloading world. And I've bought so much stuff from this artist now. It's an artist called Truong Vu. I believe... I want to say he's Vietnamese, but I'm actually not sure. And all his music is kind of this kind of almost dreamy, minimalistic, very, of course, East Asian sounding. Really like it a lot. Before that, we heard a song that I have been having the hardest time trying to find, even in CD form. Finally found it. By General Public, that was the band that the English Beat kind of broke off into back in the 80s. And it was actually, the song was called General Public. And then we started, actually this is when we were last speaking, group called Mice Parade, and a song called Guitars for Plants. And it's a really interesting album, so I invite you to check any of these artists out. So I got an email from the World Wildlife Fund, and this one is Stop Prairie Dog Poisoning. Its deadline is actually the 23rd of this month, 23rd of July. And it says, Dear Mark, because it's personalized to me since it was sent to me, say no more to the poisoning of prairie dogs on public land in Nebraska and South Dakota. Now, when I first read this, I'm like, what's the big deal? I hate to admit it, I was like, isn't poisoning prairie dogs enough of a big deal? But my mind's like, okay, why are you making a big deal about this? So you have until July 23rd to urge the U.S. Forest Service not to loosen its protections on prairie dogs. These cute and amusing creatures also have a serious side. They serve as a key food source for hawks, burrowing owls, badgers, swift foxes, critically endangered black-footed ferrets, and other species. And their burrows also provide important shelter for these species. Without extensive, healthy prairie dog towns, we won't be able to protect and restore the northern Great Plains grasslands, an ecosystem that the World Wildlife Fund has identified as one of the highest priorities for conservation worldwide and one of the places that must be saved in the next 50 years. Act now to safeguard one of the most important ecosystems on Earth. The Forest Service already poisons thousands of acres of prairie dog colonies in Nebraska and South Dakota, last year killing tens of thousands of prairie dogs. Until now, the government has not been allowed to poison in the most environmentally sensitive areas, including where the most critically endangered population of black-footed ferrets in North America is located. But the new proposal would allow prairie dog poisoning anywhere on three national grasslands, including within the area now set aside for ferrets. Millions of taxpayer dollars have been spent over the last 25 years to save the black-footed ferret from extinction. The ferret's future looks bright, but not if the poisoning plan goes forward. Send a letter opposing the prairie dog poisoning plan. And this was sent from Steve Forrest of the World Wildlife Fund in Bozeman, Montana. And it says here that Steve Forrest is a biologist and attorney who specializes in prairie dog and black-footed ferret conservation for World Wildlife Fund's Northern Great Plains program. It also says in a PS, your message will be more effective if you add your own words. click here to send a personalized message. So I'm actually going to click on that one. But those of you who don't receive this email from the World Wildlife Fund, if you go to their homepage, which is www.worldwildlife.org, and then click on Take Action, it's actually the very first one under For U.S. Activists. It says Stop Prairie Dog Poisoning. So easy to find. Again, that's www.worldwildlife.org. That's their main page. Click on the link that says Take Action. It's at the top. And then at the very, very, it's the very first one listed. So you can do that. So I'm going to click on the one where I can personalize because I want to make it more effective. So here's a great opportunity to learn about an issue. You know, it's surprising here. Wow, the U.S. Forest Service is poisoning all these prairie dogs, and we're paying for it. How else are we going to find out about this unless someone does a news story? Well, this is one way you can find out. So if you check on the email, it's already written for the most part out for you, and there's other things here. That there's an area in the body of the email that you can add to this email. And then, of course, you can fill out your correct information because that proves that you're actually a real person instead of some robot or something. So, again, that's worldwildlife.org. Yeah, worldwildlife.org. Click on the link, take action. You'll see it right there. Stop prairie dog poisoning. I'm going to fill this out while we go to music. It's an artist by the name of Rashid Taha, a song called Ya Raya. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour on killradio.org.
Yeah. संगीत तो कोई बच नहीं सकता
Welcome back to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. We were just listening to an artist by the name of DJ Sanj. This was the American Desi and UK Garage mix of the song Hype by the Babula MC Boys. And again, before that, I already told you this, but I'll tell you again. We heard Rashid Taha. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Very well-known artist called Ya Raya. I had a friend describe them to me as the Led Zepp of the Arab world, and they are kind of prolific that way. So it does seem to be an accurate parallel to make about them. This is an artist right now we're hearing called Timothy Simpson. He's out of Metropolis, Florida. And I know that only because he submitted to the show here, which is coming up next at the top of the hour, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time here at KillRadio.org. I co-DJ this show with DJ John Hirschfeld. The song called Daydream. But we're back. So that last one with the World Wildlife Fund worked out great. I sent it off. I personalized it. So let's go to a group that I really like. This is a new area, I think, that we have been forced to become more conscious about. But it's this whole thing of the internet and the media. And this group is called the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Their main website is EFF.org. And if you go to their main page, EFF.org, you can see a number of issues that they have before them. And the most recent one is this one. It says, it's a release. Let's see if there's action about this one, though. But I'll share it with you regardless. Dangerous. This is from June 25th. Dangerous ruling forces search engine to log users. Public interest groups urge court to block radical expansion of discovery rules. The Electronic Frontier Foundation and Center for Democracy and Technology urged a California court Friday to overturn a dangerous ruling that would require an internet search engine to create and store logs of its users' activities as part of electronic discovery obligations in a civil lawsuit. The ruling came in a copyright infringement lawsuit filed by Motion Picture Studios against Torrent Spy, a popular search engine that indexes materials made publicly available via the BitTorrent file sharing protocol. Torrent Spy has never logged its visitors' internet protocol addresses. Notwithstanding this explicit privacy policy, the federal magistrate judge has now ordered Torrent Spy to activate logging and turn the log data over to the studios. So there's more to read about that. Let's look at their Action Center. Again, if you go to EFF.org, you click on Action Center. And there's an issue with the... this thing called the Real ID Act. And it says, help repeal the Real ID Act. The federal government has taken another step towards forcing you to carry a national ID in order to get on airplanes, open a bank account, enter federal buildings, and much more. But with state legislatures and congressional representatives increasingly turning against the Real ID Act, you can help stop this costly, privacy-invasive mandate. Use the form below to voice your opposition. On March 1st, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released draft regulations, which is also included here as a PDF that you can read, for implementing Real ID, which makes states standardize driver's license and create a vast national database linking all of the ID records together. Once in place, uses of the IDs and database will inevitably expand to facilitate a wide range of tracking and surveillance activities. Remember, the Social Security number started innocuously enough, but has now become a prerequisite for a host of government services and been co-opted by private companies to create massive databases of personal information. Real ID won't just cost you your privacy. The states and individual taxpayers bear the estimated $23 billion burden of implementing the law, and that figure is probably low given that the necessary verification systems don't exist yet. And what will you get in return? Not improved national security, because IDs do little to stop those who haven't already been identified as threats, and wrongdoers will still be able to recreate fake documents. Real ID is fundamentally flawed, and the Department of Homeland Security's proposed regulations do nothing to change that. Thankfully, the tide is turning against Real ID in a big way. State legislatures around the country are passing or considering legislation rejecting its implementation, and Congress is considering repealing it. The Department of Homeland Security regulations mean that states must have an implementation plan ready by October 2007. Make sure your congressional representatives support the repeal of Real ID before it's too late. And so it's great, before you can even take action, they have more information here. It says, learn more about Real ID. I don't know if that, there's also the PDF that they have within the article that came from the Department of Homeland Security. There's also an article from the San Jose Mercury News titled Time to Drop Expensive Unrealistic ID Plan that was actually published back in March. And there's other information here about all of this. So it's great. So even before you decide to take action, because as you get to the bottom of the email is already there for you to fill out. The body of the email is written for you. You can personalize it, of course, if you want. And it's all there. So you can find out more before you even take action, which I like a lot. Instead of just going by this, in a sense, this press release, you can also find out more from a variety of sources. So again, this is the Electronic Frontier Foundation at EFF.org. If you click on Action Center, you'll see about this challenge. You may not even have heard of this Real ID Act that the Department of Homeland Security is bringing forward. And again, you know, does the news cover all this stuff? And I'm a big news reader, but I knew that this issue was out there, but I didn't know it was this far along. So I invite you all to check it out. Again, EFF.org. Click on Action Center, and then you'll see Help Repeal the Real ID Act. And you can find all the information you want. We've been listening to, during this moment, after Timothy Simpson, we heard Telepop Music with the song Brighton Beach. I believe it's still playing. It's really quiet, which always, as a DJ, scares the hell out of me when songs start playing real quietly. It's like they disappear. But that's the, I guess, the trials of being into electronica music, because the artists like to fuck back with the DJs. It's that kind of phenomena. So I'm going to go ahead and fill this out. As we go to music, you're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, on killradio.org. Welcome back. We're listening to an artist that I just adore, Nathan Fake. He's in kind of this holy trinity of artists that I really love right now. Nathan Fake, Tom Schumacher, and James Holden, the kind of minimalist house music scene. I believe both of them, I mean, Thomas Schumacher is the only one from Berlin, but Berlin's a big, huge minimal house scene right now. Anyway, I guess that's where I should move to. I wanted to, I should just tell you the name of that song. That was a track called Perry Land. Again, Nathan Fake. And then before that, we heard an artist by the name of Calabi out of the UK. A song called Pingbok. I don't believe I've played this track yet on Hear Hear, because it's actually been submitted to Hear Hear. It's artist by the name of Calabi, K-A-L-A-B-I. That's myspace.com/Calabi. And so I just wanted to, as we close out today, I want to thank you, first of all, for listening. And coming up at the top of the hour is my next incarnation of the show that I do with John Hirschfeld, Hear Hear, which is an all-submission show. Bands from all over the world submit, and we play it. No questions asked. I saw the movie Sicko this weekend, and of the documentaries that Michael Moore has done, Roger and Me, Bowling for Columbine, Fahrenheit 9/11, this one by far was not only his most powerful, but is a very powerful documentary. A lot of people complain about how he kind of puts himself into it, and it gets a little showy or gets a little weird. This didn't really have that. He took some surprising turns in telling this story about the healthcare industry that are surprising, because at first you go, uh-oh, this is going to be a Michael Moore moment where he's going to go crazy. But it's so surprising. A very powerful film. I highly recommend the movie to all of you, whether you have healthcare or not. Some way, I don't have healthcare right now because I'm in between jobs. But I almost think healthcare is more of a curse than it is the way the movie makes it sound like. Healthcare is much more of a challenge than it is a benefit. So I highly recommend it. It is not only what you think about. The pundits are probably going to get a little crazy, especially Fox News. But it talks about things that are amazing. I never, especially when compared to what Britain does, what Canada does, and what France does. And here we are suffering. Here we are treating our fellow Americans with such a hardened heart. So with that, I want to thank you so much for listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. The show does have a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Marquis_KR. That's MARQUIS _KR. And if you'd like to find out more about any of these online groups, you can email me at Marquis, MARQUIS, @killradio.org. I'll be happy to pass on any groups that you're not able to find via a search engine or anything like that. So thank you so much for listening. The show webcasts every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. And next week I will bring some more new opportunities for us to take action and to participate easily, in a sense, truly easily, in this democracy of ours. Thank you so much. Coming up next, Hear Hear on killradio.org. God. Through my quarter to the wishing well, I kissed your head. We heard the children yell. I was high underneath your spell, in the softest sun. Tonight, wherever you go.
same sky. We walk alone.